And here we are again, ladies and gentlemen, this December 27th, 2008 edition of the Liberty Hour. As usual, I am here with my very good friend, confidant, comrade in arms, war hero, Bill Turney, survivor of Israel's deliberate, unprovoked, murderous act of war against the United States when she attacked the ship upon which he was riding, the USS Liberty. 41 years ago this past June. And as usual, as I said, I am with you today, Mark Glenn, cub reporter with American Free Press newspaper. Please check it out on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you had a good Christmas. I think it's probably safe to say that most of the people, at least in the United States, or somewhere throughout what we call the Christian West, did not have to spend their Christmas in the cold, did not have to spend their Christmas in the dark, they did not have to go out picking grass to eat. Even poor folks like me probably stuffed themselves full of good food, spent some nice time with their families and friends. They didn't have to worry about the impending bombardment of their homes, of their cities, the way that the people of Gaza had to worry about it a few days ago. Of course, now their fears have come to fruition because Israel began her long-anticipated bombing campaign of Gaza. As of this moment, there are about 150 people dead. Hundreds of people have been wounded. This, of course, is after 6 months of barely any food, medicine, fuel, water, whatever you want to add to the list. 6 months of this being deliberately kept from going into Gaza by our good friend Israel. So, as of this moment, the reporters on the ground in Gaza are reporting that there are scores of men, women, and children, bodies, body parts, guts, everything you can imagine, scattered all over the streets in Gaza. Well, Merry Christmas, people in Gaza. Of course, this is a message that Israel is sending to them with a smirk on it, her collected face. Merry Christmas. And make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen. This attack was designed to coincide with the Christmas season. Let's not be naive about it. This happens all the time. Anyway, I've spoken enough. And to be honest, I really am too sick to my stomach to even continue speaking right now. So I'm just going to go ahead and bring my good friend Phil Turney up from the USS Liberty. Phil, are you with us?
I am. Good morning, Mark. And
Phil Turney.
Mark, can you hear me?
Well, I don't hear Phil. Manny, are we having trouble getting Phil on the line? Phil.
I am here, Mark.
Okay, there you go. There you go. How you doing, okay. Phil?
I'm doing very well. Good morning, Mark, and I want to say very Merry Christmas to you, but I really can't bring it into my heart to say Merry Christmas or Happy Merry Christmas or whatever. I was just sickened this morning when I got up early and looked at the TV and saw the death and destruction. It's just beyond belief. And you know, Mark, through all the rubble and the bodies and the guts and the body parts that you say that you were talking about,
I
did not.
Bill, we gotta get a break, buddy. Hold that thought.
Okay,
we'll be right
ahead.
Back, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few 2 months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johngalea.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264 and johngalia.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go, the first hour of the Liberty Hour. Good morning, and I wish you all well. I just want to finish my comments before our last break there. I was just talking to Mark about, Mark, you know, when I was disgustingly looking at the television this morning, I did not see any weapons of any kind. All I saw was dead bodies and people being brought out of destroyed buildings and fire and smoke. A very disgusting sight. And what really turns my stomach is this is all done with American firepower, American airplanes, American-made missiles, American-taught Israeli pilots. These people don't have a chance. I mean, my God, is there any humanity at all? I know how brutal, I know how murderous the Israeli people can be on innocent people. I've seen them in action on my own ship, the USS Liberty. They murdered us without any remorse. I think they had joy in their heart, and still do, with murdering their American friends on the high seas. And I'll never, ever get over that without the truth getting out. I want the truth out about the murderous assault on our ship, the USS Liberty, and bring these murderers to justice so all Americans know what our so-called ally has done to us and what it's doing to the rest of the world. I also want to thank, as I get started here, of course, Republic Broadcasting Network for giving Mark and I the chance to be on every 2 hours on the Saturday mornings that we come on with you, and Manny and his crew. It means a lot to us to get the truth out. And of course, I'll say every week that this broadcasting network is the truth of broadcasting. And I really thank John Stadtmiller for keeping it that way and not bending to, I'm sure, a lot of pressures that he gets. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, if you ever get a few bucks extra, if you got it in your heart, please go ahead and send it to RBN. I know they can use it. as all radio stations can. I know this is a hard time of year for everybody. In fact, it's a hard time a year coming up probably for everybody. But let's remember, let's try to keep this radio show as popular as it is with all its great guests, and let's continue on. This morning, I want to talk a little bit about a person that was killed aboard our ship, and his name is John C. Spicer. And now, John was a plank owner. What that means, he was with the USS Liberty at his commissioning in Washington State. And he brought the ship over from the West Coast to the East Coast in Norfolk, Virginia, and made every cruise on it until his tragic death, his tragic murder aboard the USS Liberty, June 8th, 1967. Now, everybody called John PC because he was a postal clerk. And he was a wonderful guy, a great big fellow, too, by the way. His feet, he could water ski on them. He was so big. We used to make kind of fun at him. Pick at him a little bit, but he took it in stride, but just a heck of a nice guy. And I might say that John's son, which he never did get to meet, called his daughter Liberty in memory of the USS Liberty, in memory of his father, in memory of the men slaughtered that day by the government of Israel. And so, Liberty, if you're out there listening, you know, welcome aboard, and we're remembering your grandfather with honor and dignity as he so well deserves. John was cut down fighting a fire on the port side with then third-class petty officer, damage controlman, James Smith. Smith was the only damage controlman we had aboard ship, and him and John were fighting fires on that side of the ship, and they were within inches apart, and only by the grace of God, Smitty didn't get killed. Unfortunately, John was cut down and killed, and it was just a tragic, tragic loss to everybody aboard the ship, and a tragic loss to the Liberty, and a tragic loss to America and his family and everyone. And I also want to mention, of course, we all know what's going on in Pakistan and India and in Iran. Let's all pray for our soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen, Coast Guardmen, that they do make it home safe and these wars do not start with the help of Israel. I know Israel is is hoping for some kind of a war between Pakistan and India. This is every indication I get from every learned person I know. Let's hope that this doesn't happen. Let's pray it doesn't happen. Let's pray the war in Iran doesn't happen. And let's pray that our men and women come home from Iraq on schedule, unscathed. And with that being said, Manny, would you please go ahead and take over? Now, that was for you, John. Spicer, you're gone, but you're not forgotten, as well as all the men that were murdered that day aboard the USS Liberty in a sneak attack by the government of Israel on a clearly marked ship in international waters when the government of Israel knew exactly who we were, why we were there, and they attacked their American friends anyway and got by with it. And our government today, the United States government, is covering up exactly what Israel did. despicable, disgraceful, dishonorable. I can't think of the words. I want to also thank my co-host, Mark Glenn. He does not get enough credit for what he does for the USS Liberty, for American Free Press. The articles he writes are the truth, and they're very well written. You must read them in American Free Press. And listen to Mark anytime you can on the radio. He's an outstanding individual. He's got wonderful wife, beautiful 8 children, and he works his rear end off trying to take care of them, do radio shows and write too. So anyway, Mark, I just want to let you know how much I thank you, and God bless you, and thank you for being my friend.
Well, go both ways, needless to say, and all of you out there too, you know, so we don't spend enough time thanking and congratulating the people who listen to this program for all that they do, because were it not for everything they do, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. So having said that, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and get busy with today's program. We have a very special guest on with us. She is a medical doctor who has spent time in Iraq as a medical doctor. Given the fact that we have this carnage taking place in Gaza, I think that we couldn't have anyone better on today to describe what she saw over in occupied Iraq. Because really, for all intents and purposes, they are two fronts of the same war. Her name is Dr. Dalia Wasfi, and as you can tell by her name, she's not the the typical English, Irish, German immigrant to the United States. One half of her family is from Iraq, and the other half, I believe, is an American family of Jewish descent. And she is going to be with us to talk about some of the horrible things that she saw firsthand and experienced. So having said that, Doctor, are you with us?
Here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you very much for coming on. It is a great honor for us to have you with us today.
Oh, the pleasure is mine. Thanks for having me.
Why don't you give out your website and go ahead and give an introduction to the folks as to who you are and what you're doing.
Sure. Happy to plug my site. My site is www.liberatethis.com. I was born in the U.S. I was born in New York in 1971. As you said, my dad's family is Iraqi. My father was born and raised in Iraq and came to the U.S. for his graduate studies. At the time that he came to the States, he met another graduate student, nice Jewish girl from New York, and they eventually got married in 1968, had my sister in 1969. And then I was born in 71. When I was little, actually just after I was born, my dad had come to do his studies on a government scholarship from the Iraqi government. So he had to pay back that scholarship by teaching back in Iraq for 5 years. So the first 5 years of my life were spent back and forth between Iraq and the U.S. We left for the last time in 1977, always intending to go back. But in 1980, the Iran-Iraq War started. That lasted 8 years. Then not too long after that, August 2nd, 1990, Iraqi troops moved into Kuwait. 4 days later, economic sanctions were begun. And then 5 months later, the first Gulf War happened. The economic sanctions continued for the next 13 years. I'm basically living the good life here in the U.S., but in the back of my mind, I know that half of my entire family is suffering with the help of my tax dollars. Then came shock and awe, and finally I decided that, you know, we keep waiting for things to get better, to go visit, and they keep
getting worse. Sorry to interrupt. We have to go to a quick break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Hold that thought.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. Space Program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. Submarine Service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Personal information should stay personal, but the growth of contactless ID cards, passports, and credit cards, and the proliferation of RFID has caused an increased threat to sensitive personal information, with the risk potential for RFID-enabled contactless cards to be read without your permission. Introducing Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder products from Identity Stronghold. If you have a credit, debit, or transit card with a contactless smart card system, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have an employee ID, proximity card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have a government employee PIV, CAC, or TWIT card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you received your passport within the last 2 years, you need Identity Stronghold. Identity Stronghold Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder create a barrier to RF signals necessary to power and communicate with RFID-enabled smart cards and passports. Protect your personal information. Visit IDStronghold.com today or phone 800-610-2770, because personal information should stay personal.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, for this week's edition of the Liberty Hour. We have with us a very special guest, Dr. Dahlia Wasfi. She was just in the middle of giving a brief intro description of her bio, and then we were rudely interrupted by the commercial. So, Doctor, why don't you go ahead and finish up?
Thanks. Sorry, I got carried away with my story. And after shock and awe, I decided I wanted to go back and try to see family before things got any worse. So that was really the incentive for my trip in 2004. I spent 3 weeks in Iraq in 2004, and then I returned for 3 months in 2006, and that was the last trip that was possible. Based on my experiences, based on seeing how my family was living, seeing the status of limited though, viewing what's happened to the Iraqi people, I advocate for the immediate unconditional withdrawal of American forces from Iraq and Afghanistan.
Okay, let's talk about that for a second, Doctor. I certainly don't want to engage in any kind of macabre voyeurism, if you want to call it that. But what did you see when you were there?
Well, I was actually, I was pretty fortunate. I was pretty protected from the massive destruction and horror. In my second trip, where I spent 3 months, I was only in Basra. I didn't try to get to Baghdad because it was so dangerous at the time. And even though I was willing to kind of take the chances, I can't travel alone, so I would put anybody with me at risk. But really, it's the struggles of day-to-day life that are making people suffer. Especially now, I went in the winter time because the Basra summers are anywhere from 130 to 140 degrees Fahrenheit, with humidity coming off the Shatt al-Arab waterway. And that's desperate living. And during those times, my family doesn't have the electricity to run a ceiling fan, let alone an air conditioner. You know, in the meantime, when you don't have electricity, you cannot, obviously, you don't have refrigeration to store food. And this becomes, it makes your access to food and storage very limited. It's a very, very difficult life that they're living. And on top of that, as you know, depending on where our assaults are rotated, you have airstrikes and daily house raids, whether it's Mosul or Tal Afar or Baghdad or Ramadi or you name it. This is the daily fare in Iraq. And I was really limited from going out because of just the risk of daily violence in the streets, which is completely different from prior to our invasion, where people had security. And that's really the main reason why people say that they look back now to the days under Saddam Hussein as the good old days, not because they don't remember the brutality of the dictatorship. It was a brutal dictatorship if you wanted to become politically active and criticize the government. But people had security. They had better electricity, better water. They had a healthcare system, they had education, and that's the result of $500 billion invested in an illegal occupation, is that we've destroyed all that for the Iraqi people.
Well, I would, you know, all of the things that you just listed, Doctor, are 100% correct. Iraq was on the verge of becoming a first world country in terms of modern development and whatnot. And it's my personal theory that it is because of those things that Israel had to have Iraq destroyed. Now, some people say, well, you know, Lebanon has those things and Jordan has those things. Yes, but Lebanon and Jordan having those things, they are puppets of the United States.
Right. Okay?
Iraq at that time of Saddam Hussein was not. He was recalcitrant. He would not toe the line with regards to what the United States wanted, and it was because of this fact, I believe, in addition to others, that Israel demanded Iraq's destruction, because she has to keep all of her Arab neighbors, whether they are, keep them either subservient to the power of the United States dollar and the United States military, or they have to be destroyed. They have to be kept divided and weak in order for Israel to feel safe and secure. And it's just, you know, it's just a sick testimony to the times that we're living in. As you pointed out, it's our tax dollars that are being used. You know, we hear all the time about, oh, how the Christians are being persecuted in the Middle East and blah, blah, blah. Well, Iraq had probably the biggest concentration of Christians in the Middle East. Unless I'm mistaken, there were about 3 million Christians in Iraq. Now, most of them have had to flee not only because of the war itself, but because of the sectarian violence that has erupted after it. So anybody who, you know, you pointed out the $500 billion, I think that that's probably a drop in the bucket compared to what is going to be lost later, because they're never going to be able to put this country back together again.
Sure.
It is going to be a festering sore in the middle of the Middle East, I think, for the next century at least. What do you think?
Well, you raise a number of really important points. When people talk about the persecution of Christians in the Middle East, they should look at what's happened in Nazareth and Bethlehem, and what's happened to Palestinian Christians. Most people in this country have been misinformed and misdirected by our mainstream corporate-controlled media. So it's really important to recognize that, as you said, Christians were a protected minority in Iraq. It is
Doctor, hold that thought.
Sure.
Sorry, I have to do it again. Step out. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johngalea.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264. And johngliha.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go for the second hour, the Liberty Hour. My name is Phil Turney, survivor of the USS Liberty. And, Doctor, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show, and I want you to go ahead with your thoughts, but I have one question for you before you do. Last week, or what was it, 2 weeks ago, the President of the United States made a surprise visit to Iraq. And surprisingly, one of the reporters there threw both of his shoes at the most powerful man in the world, and I understand in that part of the world that's the most disgraceful, disgusting thing you can do to another human being. So with that type of attitude with the Iraqi people, that certainly shows the people in the United States that this Zionist war we're fighting for the government of Israel, we're not wanted, we're not liberators, we're occupiers. What do you think about that, Doctor?
Absolutely, and that was, you know, it was such, Muntadhar al-Zaidi, who was the journalist who threw his shoes, what's so important, not only of his action to do that to Bush, who is responsible for genocide in Iraq, he and his crew are, but what he said when he threw his shoes, that this is for the widows and orphans and all those killed by the Americans in Iraq. That's the critical statement, because the people who usually appear, Iraqis who usually appear, again, in mainstream corporate media, are those who are put in power by the American administration, those whose salaries come from American tax dollars, and so they will toe the line. And as Mark was saying before, as long as you do what we want you to do, you can commit as many human rights abuses as you want. We will turn a blind eye to it. And that was actually the case of Saddam Hussein back in the 1980s. We didn't care what he was doing to maintain his power as long as he used that power to support our agenda in that part of the world. So this was a huge rallying cry for Arabs and Muslims the world over, and I don't think he knows yet, because he's probably still in solitary. We haven't been able to see the journalist since the incident happened. Supposedly one of his brothers saw him, but I don't think he knows the impact that he's had around the world or the support he has around the world. Returning to the point about the idea of protecting Christians in Iraq, before we invaded, there was a secular government, under the Ba'ath Party. And people might remember Deputy Foreign Minister Tariq Aziz. He was Christian, the highest-ranking Christian in the Iraqi government. But this is where things get complicated for Americans in general, because we're trained to think certain things that there's no overlap, that Arabs and Jews are exclusive groups. They are not. There are many Arab Jews, Arab Christians. Nobody thinks of Arab Christians. But that's a significant population. And actually what's happened recently in the past couple of months in Iraq is ethnic cleansing for the Kurdish population and the Kurdish leadership to maintain control of the oil-rich cities in the north. So what's happened is that the U.S.-trained and U.S.-organized Kurdish militias in the north have been massacring Christians to Arab Christians to reduce the Arab population in the north and increase the Kurdish population. So this is the slaughter of Christians in Iraq at the behest and direction of the American administration, and nobody is paying attention to that. And what underlies that also, as Mark and I were discussing, is the agenda to remove Saddam Hussein, because he would not do any longer what the U.S. wanted him to do. And that had long time been an agenda for the Israeli government. And it just so happened that that became American foreign policy when those individuals who used to have high-ranking positions in the Israeli government achieved high-ranking positions in the American government. And I'm talking about people like Richard Perle, Douglas Feiss, and David Wormser, along with Paul Wolfowitz, Michael Chertoff, and the list goes on and on. But these individuals had an agenda to remove Saddam Hussein from power, to strengthen the power of Israel in the region. And you see what we see that happening today. There is no opposition to a massacre that is taking place in Gaza as we speak. And as a matter of fact, this is we have that blood on our hands in this country, because that's our tax dollars that are buying Israeli F-16s, that are contributing the missiles to the Israelis, that are using them on an innocent and starving population. This is what we did in Iraq. We starved them for 13 years under sanctions and then smashed them with shock and awe. This is what the Israelis are doing in Gaza, starving them with a ruthless illegal blockade and now launching illegal strikes on them. So the future of the region is up to the people who live there. I don't know many people who would want any other country deciding what America is supposed to do, but we need to abide by international law and our own domestic laws, and stop dealing arms and funding an illegal occupation.
Well,
you know,
go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, you know, I'll just take 1 second, Mark.
Take all your time you need.
You know, Doctor, your words are so elegant. And you speak so very, very well. It's very easy to understand the passion in your heart. And you know, I think about what you're talking about, and I know the boots on the ground. I know the Marines and the soldiers and the sailors and the airmen on the ground. I know they're following orders and they're doing what their government is ordering them to do, the commander-in-chief of the United States of America, which I believe is guilty of genocide, no doubt. But I certainly have talked to a lot of these fellows that are coming back, and believe me, they don't want to be over there any more than the Iraqis or the Afghanis want us to be there. They want out, and they want out now. And it's too bad that the American soldier on the ground has to take the brunt of the criticism when the generals and the Chertoffs of the world tell them what to do, and they're just following orders. What do you think about that, Doctor?
Well, I tell you, that was my stance as well up until last March and my participation in the Winter Soldier hearings, and really what's happened to the veterans movement since then. And certainly at the start of Shock and Awe, you had a lot of people who had signed up to the military to get their college paid for, because that's the absurdity of our society, is that a country with the resources and monetary wealth that we have, that people can't afford to go to school. And so people signed up to get their college paid for. Some people had signed up because military is the tradition in their family. However, it is not 2003 anymore. And we have the legacy of Vietnam behind us. And at this point, you know, the jig is up. It is an occupation based on lies, and an invasion based on lies, and there is every reason given for invading the country. There's no reason to stay there anymore. And when you have soldiers and Marines on their second, their third, their fourth tours of duty, it's no longer an issue of just following orders. This is an issue of maintaining their position and accepting deployment in order to maintain a salary. Now, in our spiraling downward economy, that might be understandable. But when you're taking funding for maintaining an illegal occupation to kill people, to make people suffer, that makes you a mercenary. So it's no longer an issue of just following orders, because the evidence is there that they do refuse orders. It's documented now, the soldiers report that they do not search and attack missions, but search and avoid missions, that they're sent out on missions meant to provocate a conflict, because that makes promotions for the officers, and absolutely the officers are responsible. But what the infantry are doing now is that they make up the coordinates that their vehicles are at, and they don't do what they're supposed to do. So we know that they can refuse orders as long as they don't get in trouble for it. Enough is enough. Their lives are more valuable than Halliburton's profits. The Iraqi people's lives are more valuable than Lockheed Martin's profits. And for those individuals who really want to do service for their country, enough is enough. They have the power to end this all and refuse deployment to maintain an illegal occupation. And I know they have the strength to do it. And if we hold them up, we all have responsibility to take for what's happening. There's no question in that. But those who are directly in the path and in the mix, I do feel if they want to be honored on a level higher than the average citizen, then they need to fulfill that honor to defend the people who have no voice.
You know, Doctor, you made a good point. You said mission accomplished. Iraq has been destroyed. Okay, and let's just not mince words. That was the mission. That was the reason for this invasion, was to destroy Iraq and make an example of her to all of the other, not just Arab countries, but Middle Eastern countries in the region and beyond. So this begs the question, why are we still there then? If that was the only goal, was to destroy Iraq, then why are we still there?
Well, as long as Iraq is in chaos, the oil sits in the ground. And they've signed the the PSAs, I think it's product sharing agreements, that basically about 15% of the profits of oil sales of Iraqi oil will go to Iraqis. The other 85% will go to foreign oil companies. Now, we saw, while the gas and oil prices have fallen now, we saw the result, and we saw who was profiting from a lack of an increase in supply, because Iraq hasn't sold its oil on the market since August 6, 1990. And if that oil were to be made available, then, of course, supply increases and the prices would drop. But we were paying $3 to $4 a gallon. And it just so happened that ExxonMobil, who has a lot of ties to the administration, both Republican and Democratic, they were showing record profits of like billions each quarter. So as long as that oil stays in the ground, it maintains profits for oil companies. But we also want to control who Iraq will sell that oil to once it's back on the market. And in particular, China is emerging as the next major superpower, and sort of oil is the blood of the global system. And if you control what organs it goes to, you control who will live and who will die, or who will have power and who won't. So we want to control that oil-rich country. I mean, there's mass killings in the Congo. There are mass killings. There are a long time, decades of civil war in Sri Lanka. We don't have a big humanitarian concern for these areas. It just happens to be where the oil is that this administration is willing to sacrifice the lives of the people there and the lives of the poor who have joined the military as well in our country.
Well, I guess the point that I was getting at with my question, you know, we hear about the oil, we hear about the profits and the greed, and all of those things certainly are true. But there is another component to this, which is not discussed very often, but which I think plays a central role in all of it, and it is this thing known as ideology. Now, you know, the ugly truth of the situation is that in Israel you have a group of people who embrace a very backwards, regressive ideology. That whole Old Testament way of thinking, that there's one tiny microbe group of people who have been separated from the rest of the flock and have been made special, and they have been given this commission to basically take over the world. Now, in Israel, I have maintained for a long time, Israel cannot exist without war. War is, you know, you were talking about the lifeblood of these emerging modern economies being oil. Well, for Israel, the lifeblood is conflict. If conflict ceased to exist between Israel and her neighbors, Israel would cease to exist as well. Now, the reason for me asking this question about us remaining in Iraq is that strategically what I see here is that Iraq is just the first of many dominoes that is to fall. Iraq is going to be destroyed. They certainly would like to destroy Iran. We can see now that they are brewing up a new conflict in Pakistan. It seems as if, you know, there is this blood orgy that has been declared for religious reasons, and that this is one of the components to this occupation and continued destabilization of Iraq. Why don't you speak to that for a little bit?
Sure. Yeah, that's a big topic. But that's absolutely when I give my talks on why we went into Iraq. I call it a perfect storm of lobbyist interests. And on the one hand, as we've discussed, it's the oil interests, and on the other hand, it's the Zionist neoconservatives who were advising the Bush administration. And so this dual involvement and interest in deposing Saddam Hussein and making Iraq weak, also dividing Iraq into smaller states with the idea that smaller states are weaker states. This is a strategy that was a paper by Oded Yanan, an Israeli scholar, called A Strategy for Israel in the 1980s, and that was pretty much an agenda to divide the Arab world and Iran as well, because Iran is not Arab. It's a different ancestry. It's Aryan ancestry, actually. But to divide them all into smaller states with the idea that smaller states are weaker states, which is also the ancient rule of empire, is to divide and conquer. You pit people against one another, and while they're busy fighting over territory or power, the emperor leaves with the spoils. There is actually there's a very strong peace movement within Israel, and there is a very strong Zionist movement in the United States, and that is both Jewish Zionists as well as Christian Zionists, which have played a major factor in our elections. And this is that's when we're looking about healing our own country. First of all, let's abide by international law and our own domestic laws. That's a new leaf to turn over. When we stop funding militancy and occupations and illegal actions overseas, we can invest that money here at home and work on education. But you're absolutely right that this this religious undercurrent that goes through there, which really, I think with my limited knowledge of religion, and I mean really limited, the major three monotheistic religions say very similar things of, you know, be good to your neighbor, don't kill, don't steal. But it's when that's perverted for an agenda and making money that we have problems.
All right, hold that thought, Doc. We'll be right back after the break along with your calls, ladies and gentlemen. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johngalea.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264 and johngalia.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We'll be right back.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, for the last 5 minutes of the first hour of today's program. We have with us Dr. Dahlia Waspe, retired medical doctor who has spent quite a bit of time in Iraq seeing things firsthand. And obviously, as you can tell based on her analysis of what is going on, she has spent quite a bit of time dedicated to studying the issues. The symptoms of this disease are not enough. You have to find out what the causes of it are, and she certainly has done her homework in that regard. Doctor, why don't you go ahead and finish up what you were saying before the break about the religious overtones to this whole thing.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that really gets it's where things get clouded because people then have an emotional response to what's happening without looking at the facts on the ground. The American people have been led to believe through a significant propaganda campaign that Israel is a victim and it just wants peace when all its neighbors want to attack. But this is a false picture. The state of Israel was created by ethnic cleansing, by terror attacks by groups like the Irgun and the Stern Gang, which first wanted to drive the British out and then sought to claim the land. And the Zionist motto was a land without a people for a people without a land, which sounds really lovely, but there were people there. And it was only cleared out by violence. So as long as you come to be by violence, you have to maintain your status by violence. Mm-hmm. And Israel has continued to try to expand its borders, and that's what we see now. That with the settlers gone from Gaza, it's now open season on a people who are not allowed to have an army, who are not allowed to defend themselves, who are not even allowed to eat and have water and electricity. So, but they are portrayed as the aggressors, and this is completely false. Israel is armed with the most sophisticated weaponry and intelligence from the United States. It has the capacity to do what it does because of us, and that's why I'm saying, let's stop spending our tax dollars on killing people. Let's bring our tax dollars here at home, invest in our infrastructure, healthcare, education, any number of things that are desperately lacking in the United States.
Yeah, and you know, Doctor, it may sound like I'm being a little bit too narrow-minded in my statement, but it seems to me that in this day and age, with everybody armed to the teeth as it is, that despite this, for the most part, I think right now people would be able to get along with each other as nations go. Were it not for just this one tiny nation on the eastern shore of the Mediterranean Sea, who it seems like, as I said, they cannot be happy unless there is some type of major conflict going on. You know, I pointed out on this program, and Phil has as well, that if we were to just bring this nation to heel, stop arming her to the teeth, stop funding her with not just millions of dollars a year, but millions of dollars a day, we could pretty much get along with the business of peace and prosperity in short order. Anyway, there's the music indicating we're going to our break. When we come back, we will continue our fascinating discussion with the doctor and your phone calls. Everybody, stay tuned. We will be back in just a few minutes.
Why continue suffering?